Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 735, Breaking Bias by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here, and welcome. This is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship. I read you a blog post every single day, and that includes weekends and holidays. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right to our post for today from Dr. Jenny as we optimize your life. Breaking Bias by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. It was one of those events that the memory of lasts forever. It was a few years ago now when I found myself in front of a panel being interviewed for a job that I really wanted. The job was perfect. It was part-time, only a couple of half days each week, and in a location that was easy to get to. I knew exactly what the work would entail and that I would enjoy doing it. My training had covered all that would be needed, and I had plenty of experience. I knew the person I would be potentially replacing as well as one of the people on the interviewing board who has recommended I apply. I thought I had it in the bag. The interview seemed to go really well. My credentials and references were reviewed. The questions I was asked led to some interesting discussion, and it was even mentioned by the panel that I appeared to tick all the boxes they were looking for. Except, I was pregnant. Not 9 months full-blown, but quite obviously with child. And it was a factor that I had taken into consideration and had discussed with the panel prior to applying for the position. I had already gotten plans in place for how I was going to manage being a mother with a young baby and working part-time. It was discussed at length during the interview, and I left confident they knew I could do the job well. I didn't get the job. It went to a man, and one who wasn't pregnant. Not that it was his fault he got picked and not me. It was the reason given that irked me. They said, "Yeah, you would have been ideal, but we felt that having a baby would cause you difficulties." Are you biased? Even just a teensy bit, perhaps? Admitting to bias is not necessarily something you may always feel comfortable about. Yet the reality is we're all biased, and probably to a far greater extent than we either know or care to admit to. I was fortunate enough to attend the Neuro Leadership Summit in Sydney a couple of weeks ago, where bias in relation to the workplace was one of the topics discussed. Over 150 different types of bias have been described so far, implying there are still quite a few to be mapped out. These include some of the better-known biases, such as consensus bias, affirmation bias, gender bias, confirmation bias, affinity bias, pregnancy bias. You get the drift. But why does bias matter, and what is its relevance to enhancing your performance in the workplace? According to Professor Matt Lieberman, my most favorite social cognitive neuroscientist in the world, bias is simply a mental shortcut in our unconsciousness that allows us to perceive the world in a certain way and contributes to the decisions we make. But the trouble is, because we don't realize the extent of our biases, we often don't know the difference between being right about our beliefs and believing we are right. Kay Schultz has said of bias that, quote, "It is like we are blind without realizing our blindness," end quote. The implication is that you may have to assume that in all your judgments, there will be at least one element of bias, or you may simply be wrong. But can you think of some of the ways where unintentional bias at work can result in disturbing outcomes? A recent U.S. study has revealed how people presenting to emergency rooms are less likely to receive opioid medication if they come from lower socioeconomic backgrounds compared to their wealthier counterparts, even in cases where the person has a broken bone. This is one time where trusting your gut may not be such a great idea, because yes, your instinctive reactions are often highly biased. So how can you overcome bias? Some ideas on how to mitigate bias were discussed at the summit, including 1. Raising awareness of the possibility of bias and differentiating between what is consciously and intentionally known and unconsciously and unintentionally known is a good start. 2. Acceptance that bias exists in organizations. 3. Identify your biases. 4. Implement a means to identify possible issues of bias. And 5. rectify those biases identified, sometimes easier said than done. In the same way as a judge on a judging panel has to be seen as fair and objective with every candidate, it's all about recognizing the need for a standard set of objectives and outcomes that get applied equally to all, ensuring all communications are kept open, and checking in on whether you believe the social values of relatedness and fairness are being maintained. The one and only strategy that has been shown in the scientific literature to effectively move us all towards a less biased brain, interestingly enough, was undertaking 10 weeks of mindfulness meditation. Once again, enhancing mindfulness for greater workplace performance and decision-making has been shown to be of benefit, presumably through elevating your level of awareness and increasing what you notice around you right here, right now, without judgment. What examples have you witnessed of bias in the workplace? And what measures have you seen taken, if any, to effectively combat these? You just listened to the post titled Breaking Bias by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Dr. Jenny Brockes. As a keynote speaker, she has presented to and worked with thousands of people to empower them to cultivate their own thriving mind and learn what it takes to stay well, think smart, and stay safe. What gets her out of bed in the morning is the opportunity to impact someone else's world, seeing the spark of insight in their eyes when they get what they can do for themselves. As a voracious reader and prolific writer, she continues to indulge her curiosity and has just published her fourth book called Thriving Mind: How to Cultivate a Good Life. As a board-certified lifestyle medicine physician and best-selling author, her vision is to enable everyone to be a happy, thriving human. To hear more, just check out her site. She's got a lot to offer there, and you can come by drjennybrockes.com to see all of it. But I think that does it for today. I thank you for being a follower or subscriber to the show and being here with me each and every day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.